What's that sound? It's ROG.
That's Ice Life.
It's the relevant show. Larry, don't look at me like you're disappointed. I don't like it. I don't care. I know that one day I'm going to make it in this industry.
In where?
Calm down, relax. Jiggets, relax. It's the relevant show, people, and we're back. And I'm your host for today. I don't know where Larry is, and I'm really happy he's not here today. It's your girl Jumoke, and today,
you know this was your original intro, Abby, when I told you I was not coming. This was your original intro.
I was actually very upset because I just messaged you like, Jumi, I have one occasion. I was like, what kind of human being is this?
I still have the event.
That's your business. It's good to have you here. You look nice.
Thank you. You look nice.
It's okay.
Do you like my haircut? I'm cheating on my barber. My barber, I don't know, when he barbed my, I think he forgot how to barb my hair the last time he barbed my hair. So I said...
So, I think he goes well with the shape of your head.
No, this new barber, I think I've left my former barber. I have a new barber.
That's how it starts at first. Like, when they want to get you in, they do well.
Then when you now finally settle down.
Yeah. They don't really care about you anymore.
These barbers.
Go see finish.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Right, Jumoke, you were introducing the show.
I was going to introduce our guest, but one is already too familiar. I can just...
Yes!
I'm like... This one gossip finish. This one is this
special.
You know how you have those uncles that come to your house once to visit and then don't go for like 3 years?
Guy!
That's what I have on this show.
You know those kind of uncles, actually?
I have auntie.
Stop it. What is she listening to?
She doesn't have the device.
It's okay.
Jesus! You're going on and on.
You
to say your auntie is poor.
You won't stop.
No, she's not okay.
You won't stop. We are continuing.
No, let it.
The next thing now, she'll say, I won't call her name.
I won't call her name.
I hope you don't hear this.
No, from Edo State, I will just stop here so that she doesn't come.
What the hell?
The next thing now, she'll be like, this is her birth certificate just for
proof. Just for.
No, but for real though, I pray she leaves one day, Sha. One day soon. I hope you can hear this. Anyway, we have two amazing guests. Like, there's one person that when I came here, I legit didn't know he was for the show. I've seen his picture, but then he's so dressed up. Like, I thought he's coming from church.
Actually, in my defense, I had a shoot.
Okay, you had a shoot. Okay, so it wasn't even church.
There was church.
But did he go to
Covenant? Yeah, he went to Covenant. That's why he's overdressed.
No, it's the shoots.
It looks good. This is not him overdressing. Okay, this is him.
This is overdressing. Is when you wear a tie, you wear like all this.
Come and see his kicks.
Come on,
look, check out the kicks.
This is very casual.
He has bandana in his instead of what this color.
Guy. Bandana.
Sorry. What's that?
It's a pocket square.
It's actually okay. It looks like bandana. I thought it was bandana.
Larry,
but that would have been creative though.
Larry.
It would have been very creative if it was a bandana.
What school did you go to, Larry?
Covenant.
He went to Covenant Polytechnic.
It's not the one I went to.
I agree.
But please stop this thing about Covenant University students being or graduates being overdressed.
I don't know. It's meant to be a good thing now.
Okay, anyway.
I went there to visit my sister.
Hi, stop Covenant that. Guys. I went to Bangkok.
I don't understand. What's this? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Relevant Show.
You rap your university episode. Yeah.
I won't rap that stupid school.
Okay.
By the way, they said that the new dean is just very insulting, and then he's always insulting everybody, calling them morons, legit calling them morons. And then he doesn't check like hair and stuff again.
He doesn't.
Like he threatens MSS now that they should stop disturbing students.
Wait, legit?
I swear.
He's more of let them go.
Like he doesn't care about any.
I swear.
Like what I mean, let them go. Like if they mess up, let them go.
Oh, like yes. Let them go.
Yes, like or let them out of the school.
That's what I heard.
Oh, okay.
That's worse now.
No, that's good.
Please introduce yourself, our guest.
Hi guys. I'm Abiola, and I'm a designer. I'm a stylist. I'm a lot basically. Like I'm the full package.
Where's the best person to explain it?
And then, my chest. But yeah, you know. Well, I'm a designer. I own my brand basically, and
Syria
is the word, to be very honest, because I have a lot going on for me.
He's an agent. He's a real estate.
I'm actually into real estate too.
I've been waiting for that part,
then, cool. Oh, you do?
No, that is where you catch him. Do you have a house of your own?
Yes, actually.
Because
your own house.
Selling house, and they don't have
you
house.
Don't buy house?
Yeah. Now my father though.
Okay. Don't fear.
Abiola. But still, we'll still, you understand, we'll still branch.
Soon, don't worry. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay. All right. You're welcome to the show. What's been happening, guys? 2 weeks.
Larry is so rude because we were going to introduce our second guest, but because I said he's already.
No, he's here
he's
now.
He just jumped in.
Oh, yeah, introduce yourself. Introduce yourself.
Hello, cousin. What's your name?
Introduce yourself.
Good evening, mommies and daddies.
Listen up, mommy.
Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen.
Accurate timekeeper.
Accurate
Bentos. Yeah.
Let's be serious. My name is Finch. Finch is spelled P-H-A-G-E. Like my friend here, I do a lot of things.
Serial, man.
Finch is a teacher in his own lot of things.
I used to teach in a daycare. When I say teach, I used to try and teach the children. But the way things
what do you teach the children?
That's so nice.
Do
you pay? Do they pay you?
He's giving back to the community.
You don't have this my own method. Come on.
I'm trying. But basically, I'm an
entertainer. That's what's up. And yes, sir, my name is.
And I'm broke. Yeah.
Very broke.
You can call me on
206-494-5255. What's that? That's your
account number.
Yeah. Definitely. Alright, guys, I'm Larry Shonby and
I'm
into a lot of things actually.
Yeah.
Alright.
Larry, it's not about you. Oh my god. There's I know. So much happening in Lagos.
My birthday is in March, by the way. 21st. Bro, so everybody in Arujo, you can hear, right?
March
Larry will be 29.
It's March, man.
Guys, let's never discuss my age. Age is such pressure.
You get this
when we talk about age. What happens when you're close to 30? You start.
Age is such.
When you're close to 30 and you don't have money.
No, I'm
because anything. If you're rich, you'll be like, man, age.
Larry, there's a poem you should read. The Panic of Growing Older.
I should read it.
Yeah.
All right. What's been happening, guys? What's been happening?
Is
elections. This is election season,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Buhari has been skipping a lot, and there's fear all over the town that he's losing his mind.
There's no fear. What's the fear?
Have you seen that video that those pretty people fell inside the ground?
Yes.
Oh, that thing was surreal, man.
That's the funniest thing in the world.
I think they said.
I don't know. I wasn't surprised because I said in Kevin State.
I was happy. My prayer was why wasn't APC or why wasn't it Buhari?
Wait, why is it nothing is strong? You mean like nothing? I don't understand.
Okay. Abiola.
So in my NYC camp, there's this you know the podium when you're doing that parade thing.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
Where people stand. The podium in camp.
Your state coordinator fellow.
I don't know how it did work because I was just every day I'm like, ha, someone's going to die here. Like everything, they're just struggling in that state, to be honest. Yeah. So
She's after dissing her auntie, she dissed the whole state.
You know,
that's
Donald Trump, she's coming for you next.
So it was it's been very, very crazy. Drama everywhere. Donald Duke pulling out. What else? Banky W. Dropping music.
Oh, okay. As you see, we are looking at you like
what? Guess who made that song? Kobams.
Are you serious?
Like, yeah, bro. Kobams is very talented.
That song is a jam. Like,
blind boy can see.
No, we need to see how you. Larry, stop.
Are you
that.
Mad?
Kobams, Kobams mind. Kobams really mind is not blind.
God.
He makes really good music, man.
It's one of those songs that it just enters your head, you just start singing it, like you just know the lyrics.
Oh,
like.
Bang, call it, let me see if I have it. I think I have it on my phone.
You have the song.
Yeah.
I'm going to play it.
Wow.
Well,
Banky, this is not sponsored.
No, for reals.
Don't go for yourself.
The fact that he has a really good campaign song. Have you heard the song Small
nice.
Doctor start for Buhari's campaign?
Yeah, like, yeah. Well, as if he had beef with the Buhari.
Let's hear Banky.
Small Doctor sings for Buhari's.
Okay. Come on now. MPPP party now the way. Better go half. Come on.
Make me go so three go. Give my best part. My best part.
Alaye Malos.
That's my best part.
This is nice. Please, not Banky W show. The song is just really nice.
But it's better than what Small Doctor did.
What did he do? Singing.
He basically remixed one of his normal songs. And for real, Buhari has actually done something good. Because for the first time, Small Doctor could actually sing a song with a lot of lyrics.
Short.
The fact that he has Small Doctor that is campaigning for Buhari shows that Buhari is really a sick person. Like,
Yeah, enter. All right, but we want to ask quickly, who are you voting for?
For what?
Governor.
For Big Brother.
Speaking of Big Brother, before we go into who are we voting for,
Big Brother, have you seen that line? Big Brother.
The way people are queuing to go for that today.
Kill.
That was the claim, you know,
is an empowerment program.
No, it is.
For the youth.
Everybody wants to blow. That's
who locks you up in the house for 90 days and gives you free food?
Crazy, bro.
It's not about the food. It's not about the food.
It's about the what?
Everyone wants to blow. Everyone wants to blow.
And then the
people want to go there to lose. Jiggers, just go there.
But it's really annoying because many of them go there and don't really have stuff. Come out, that's the point. To show you, not end up like if you're just going everywhere shouting, worry.
This shorts.
I heard if it's not a comedian.
Okay, why you laughing though?
Because if it's a great guy, why is he a great guy? Please tell me why if he's a great guy. You're very bad. Tell me why if he's a great guy today.
Larry, see, now soon.
You are industry.
This guy is industry. It's too industry.
He found a way to, you know, make people agree that he was suffering. I don't know how. Like, everybody just show you how much Nigerians love suffer. The only reason why if he won that money
is because
he could sell that idea that he was suffering.
Yeah.
So please, I'm suffering right now.
I'm so poor.
My mother and my nan.
Oh Lord. Wanted
to buy baby food for my mother. So
why?
That's what you see on Instagram.
Okay.
bro, I know the guy talking about. Why is this guy like
me?
Why not?
Okay, focus.
Big brother, guys. Would you go for Big Brother? Would you go for the auditions?
No.
If the auditions were not like that,
no.
if it was.
Already, as I said,
okay, sorry, love. You're upset. Shit.
Yes, no, because there's something else I want to talk about that's annoying me.
Sorry, love. Okay. Fedro, would you go for Big Brother?
Probably next year, 2 years from now.
Yeah.
But my management doesn't really want me to.
You have management. And they are not getting you money. I don't understand. What's happening with you?
Do you know his bank account?
My manager.
He said he's broke.
My manager is also upcoming. So.
Oh, wow. Bro,
I'm tired.
Now,
oh my God, she tries to listen to this show. Larry, please, can we censor this part?
Never.
Like, tell me, why would you go for Big Brother?
You know, we had a question about this.
No, you wanted to go.
I wanted to actually, but maybe like next year. Sure.
Next year.
Yeah.
I'm sure people won't go again next year because people fainted. Did you see the video of the guy that fell off that?
Bro,
that fell off the fence.
Bro, there was this babe that was climbing fence. People were now clapping like, yeah.
Guy, they beat one guy on his Lego. Girl beat one guy
because
he stepped on it. Like what? One girl's bra came off her, but how did your bra remove?
What?
How
did you remove this?
Do you understand that your bra?
Normally, when guys and girls are doing like during like foreplay and stuff like that.
Where are we headed? What's this conversation about?
Take off a bra. So how
did she remove her? Did she unhook her bra before she? What was the story?
Like you know, majorly bra is always a problem. She gets removing, unstrapping that bra is always a problem.
Okay. So relevant show, ladies and gentlemen, and who would you vote for?
I blame Buhari for all this.
Yes, exactly.
I blame him.
Who would you vote for, Jumoke?
Sorry.
President,
yeah.
Because they vote for any other person but Atiku, they vote for Buhari. So I probably vote for Atiku.
Oh my God.
I'm not sure yet.
I owe you a bottle of Star Radler.
Thank you.
I love you.
Jumoke, do you have a drinking problem? Why were you so? Do you see the way you lit up when it says Star Radler?
What does that mean?
Last time she said she likes Star Radler.
Oh, okay.
No, but excuse me, this is not enough for you. Go to National Team.
We can
reach you
all. Okay, yeah. So, for your state, Lagos State, who would you vote for?
Jimmy Agbaje.
Oh wow.
Okay. You seem to like these PDP people.
But that's,
I don't understand. Did I say I'm voting for PDP? I did not call them up
because. Okay. But which party are they in?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, love.
Then I'm voting for
individuals.
You are moving. The thing is, there are other positions other than the president.
Yes, I was going to even ask you. So okay, so now who do you want to vote for in
your local government?
They have done local government elections.
For I don't know, that one just entered.
Which one is that banking community? As of
I'm voting for banking.
Bank. We'll talk about something after this show. And what do you say? Who are you voting for?
Oh, Obanikoro.
Please pick one. What do you want?
Well, it's not your business. I'm not decided yet. Okay.
She can pick anyone she wants to pick.
Who would you vote
for? Well, for me.
Just say it now.
I don't know.
You already know me. Like
president.
Somebody can hear this thing now and not decide to help me.
Oh,
so
wow.
I decided to be, you know, Then my
this is why Nigeria is not going forward.
No, beyond that, it's not safe.
Don't speak
that.
Yeah.
Look at this fool.
Look at this.
Can you imagine? Can you just imagine?
So
I did that on purpose.
I know. So Governor Shiba, you want to?
Because I'm a resident of Lagos.
I don't understand. So why do you say that one?
I want to know.
No, let him explain. Let him explain.
First of all, in Nigeria, we know that people don't really care about the state where you live. People are more interested in where you come from.
That's okay. Not true. Mm.
Yes.
That can be true. It's except you are true. Crazy. Then other people are mad.
Where are you? What state are you originally from?
Lagos State.
Okay, good. So it's easy for you to get admission into Lagos State University. For me, it will be hard.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because
it works like that.
It does.
Wow.
It does.
Even till now.
Yes.
And then
for me to get a
now.
Job in Lagos State civil service will be hard. You get. That's why we need to take our state of origin from. So
but to be very honest, for you to get a job in civil service, even for her, it will still be hard. Basically. Because you need someone there at the end of the day. So
who would you vote for? Jimmy Agbaje, right?
Agbaje, yeah.
Who are you voting for?
Well, you know now.
Who?
Well, for for presidential candidates, going to be Showery, and you know why?
Showery, because of
because it's going to take our economy high.
You know, it's going to be very high.
That's right. Showery, and then for the government,
obviously, it's going to be Sanwo-Olu now. Like,
Sanwo-Olu.
Hey, the fact that he's popular and everything. Man.
If I were to vote,
I have APC affiliations. That's why I must stay loyal.
If I were to vote, I vote for Atiku and then Jimmy and Baji.
Can I quickly say something?
And then Banky W. But Banky W.
No,
but this is ANN guy, Freddy. Yeah, Freddy. I don't know the rest of his name. He's running for House of Rem.
They've called off Asu Strike.
Oh yeah, they have actually.
They called off Asu Strike. Very sad.
No, actually, they suspended Asu Strike.
Oh, they suspended.
Meaning that if they get angry and they don't
to come back, that Asu thing is.
Jimmy wants to say something. Yeah.
Sorry, but compare your Asu.
That Asu thing is a joke.
Yeah,
like, it's a complete joke.
Definitely.
Those guys, yeah, they just do a meeting that, okay, are you guys ready to stop this? And how much you give us? Okay, yeah,
that's
let's
exactly
stop.
What it is. And it's so upsetting. Like,
no, you think,
and people are suffering for it.
The issue is, lecturers are not being paid well.
Yeah,
and then they had an
you,
agreement with the government. They had an agreement with the government, but it's not, obviously, in Buhari's defense, it was not his administration
that
had
that
agreement.
That they didn't call up that strike because they were fully settled. Of course.
Yes.
Not.
Yeah. The government has an agreement with them. Mm.
It is well.
Mad.
Can I quickly say something?
Yeah, yes, love, please do.
So, Buhari came to Lagos yesterday.
Fuck their shit.
Jiggas. I even saw a video of people cursing him. I was surprised because I thought this Lagos.
People were cursing him.
Yes.
Nice.
I was really, yeah, you get me. Really nice. But that's not the point.
Do you know we are so bitter on this show about this Buhari, man?
Yeah. I don't know.
Bagge.
Do you know what's annoying? It's annoying that I'm happy that they did not close all those rules that they said they were
going to.
Because
you know
if they had, if they had, they would have been very, they're stupid, but they would have been more stupid. Then the most annoying part is that they cleared trailers.
Yes.
And trailers are back now.
Yeah.
I was thinking negotiations will protest.
No,
like, it's just
that
back.
They're
back.
That's what I'm saying. I'm so upset.
Like,
no, I'm not going to ask you.
She's very angry.
The trailers are back.
They're back.
What do you mean? Like, they don't.
It just
I swear, that's
just,
what this is. That's just
means they don't really
just
care.
Just shitting
gets,
on our faces,
yeah.
Like, you guys are stupid.
Exactly.
Are going to line up on the second, on the 16th and 2nd of, on the, you know, when the election is. I'm going to go and line up and
then vote for these idiots.
What is the problem?
No, is it too much? Are we doing too much?
Larry, calm down.
This,
Larry's
face, like,
hearing this.
DS what?
I was part.
We are calling departments. Let's just stop.
Let's just stop. Whether you like it or not,
I'm actually like legit irritated that those trucks are back.
We're irritated. Let us call him. You understand?
If
I didn't call him. I just said they are idiots.
Let's try and be fair.
I might be talking about banking work.
Entirely a bad person.
Like,
I'm not a Buhari supporter, but
what do you mean?
The guy has done some things, right? It's just that the issue everybody has with him is the fact that. All the things he's doing is affecting the money in our pockets. Like, why are we this hungry if you say you're working hard? But whether you like it or not, the guy has achieved one or two things. If you ask him to, actually not ask him because he cannot really see money.
Okay.
If you ask other people around him, people that talk for him, like,
they will see.
Did
you watch that interview?
Which one?
Warrior Oshibajo. when Oshibajo had to take some questions.
No,
because Buhari was saying, and I said, don't worry, I'll take this.
I
vote for
that guy.
There was this event they did in Lekki, and he brought the vice president, and he was, and in my mind I was like, these people have been working, because he was actually saying stuff they had done. He could back it up with numbers and everything. Somebody has asked him a question
and
actually mistakenly called him Mr. President. Like, was that Mr. President, sir? And people are like, no, he's not president yet. So I'm like, yes. Boy, that's fine.
Bro, do you see that stuff? The broom they kept at Abuja. And you know they denied.
Let me tell you, you know, sometimes people do stuff for them.
But even if there's a Federal Capital Territory Authority, you need how would you just get that national monument?
Do you understand?
You are defacing. Imagine you driving.
You can't just drop a big broom like that.
Are we selling witchcraft to the world? What's that?
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. Unfair. But please, if you are sharing money,
it's unfair to other party.
The point is, everybody go out and vote if you have
and
your PVC.
Please be wise.
You do not
have my PVC, so I'm collecting.
It's not too late.
I just want to say that you don't have to think about today only. You should actually think about the future. Yeah. That's what it is. It's not about today.
But sometimes some people know that 5k they will share is the last 5k they will see for next year.
You get. Anyways, I'm just going to say
sacrifice, bro. You need to make that sacrifice.
I just want to say, everybody go out and vote. If you don't have your PVC, stay at home and pray.
Should I show you my PVC? I
don't
have.
You have a temporary one.
It's not too late. Don't worry. It's not too late. That's
too late. I agree.
Did you register at all?
I tried to for 4 days.
But you voted in the last Big Brother.
No, I didn't. You? I've never voted for any of those things.
If you're Larry's friend and you've ever gone for any reality show, I think
you voted. Bro, you know you need votes too.
No,
I'll vote for you.
So let's get into the show, ladies and gentlemen. Today.
He's playing.
Oh yeah, we're getting into the topic itself. So today,
this show will be like 1 hour long.
No, we're almost done. We're talking today about rape.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about rape today? So there was a story that dropped on the internet of two Altec producers, or one Altec producer and one guy.
See, Larry, I'm very sorry to cut you short.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a damn what they do for a living.
Yeah.
We don't care whether they're Altec producers, because all this backstory now is now you try to build an identity or a character behind.
So let's just know who they are now.
We don't need to know who they are.
Let me finish the story.
He's just trying to like explain
Jonathan. But let me finish the story.
They're rapists. They are terrible people.
He's telling the story.
Let me finish the story.
The story.
Shit. I really upset. So
haven't you heard it?
So here we go. Two young men took a female L to their father's hotel.
Yeah.
One of them took her to the club first.
The name of the hotel.
You don't know where they drug her.
The Lancaster hotel.
They drugged her.
They actually did drug
there
her.
There is no proof.
That they drugged her.
The story came out that they drugged her.
The story came out.
Can I just tell the story finish?
Yes.
So
the story is very sensitive.
So
all
so
that all the story or no story, the fact that they raped her, full stop.
Wait, let me finish.
Yeah. Bottle of Star Radler for you.
Let me finish. So they took her to one of them's father's hotel, and then they raped her and recorded it, and then shared it with their friends.
Yeah.
Now, the girl calls her brother, and then she tells her brother that she was raped, and then the brother brings police, and then they arrest the two boys.
Boys.
Eh? They bring boys. So they took them to police station.
They brought boys first.
Okay.
To beat the guy.
To beat them. So they now took them to police station. Now,
bro, they were slapping them.
So there was a video of them beating. Now,
they weren't clothes.
So they took them. They now took them to police station. They got to police station. The father of one of the boys came. Father of the owner of the hotel came and then bailed the boys and arrested the brother and the girl. That's the story we are hearing. That he arrested the victim and then the victim's brother.
Wow.
So now, we are asking, does money really start and stop nonsense? Or that's a very huge question.
Let's just establish the fact now, that rape is terrible.
Oh, rape is very terrible, fine. But let us also establish the fact that money stops nonsense and starts nonsense.
Oh, it starts nonsense.
Because this is nonsense. Like, a father left his house. Like, he didn't even just bail his children, no. He bailed the children and then he told them to arrest.
Yes.
If he did that, he's a rapist as well.
Let's also
establish there is a possibility.
He's an accomplice to the act. Let's also establish the fact that we live in a terrible country.
Very, very terrible.
For the fact that somebody can randomly call the police and say that guy arrest him.
Just like that.
Are you?
There's no warrant. There's nothing.
There's nothing.
Like, just go there
if,
and
if they took those guys in for questioning based on they were rape allegations and then they proved that they actually raped, there should be a basis to take charge of the court and everything. That is one. And for the fact that the guy's father can show up and be like bail his sons out, and I'm sure he paid to bail his sons out, which
is wrong.
Not small money
because bail is free. He can now still tell the police, now that I have bailed my sons, arrest this guy,
arrest
and then the police will go ahead and arrest him based on what charges.
That's twisted, bro.
You should have seen the way the father was like holding those boys down.
Now let me tell you what is paining me in the whole of in the whole of this is what is hurting.
Don't worry.
Now there are some people on Twitter that are calling out fouls.
Okay.
They are involving fouls in this mix.
I saw it, but I didn't understand.
Ignoring the original problem here.
That's what Nigerians.
There are rapists on the loose.
Yeah.
Two rapists on the loose. And then there's a crazy father who is encouraging this rapist. Like, nobody's talking about that. They're saying that fouls should speak on. If fouls should speak on the matter, would the rape be undone?
Bro, see, we can like to deviate from the main topic most times.
As in, I was like, what is happening on Twitter? Like, what is wrong with you people? They were insulting fouls, insulting Nida Ikeji, and I'm like, are you people mad?
Well, Nida Ikeji's one was different because
she put it up and she took it down.
And she took it down, yeah.
People
don't know what they told Nida Ikeji.
She's an independent blog, so she can do whatever she wants.
And you don't know
she
what they told Nida Ikeji.
But at the same time, I mean, it's freaking journalism.
I heard this type blog is the same thing,
report it right.
You don't know what they told her.
Do you get
it? Maybe they know her mommy and her daddy who her mommy slept with.
Do you get it? You probably threatening that. You don't know.
Probably threatening her. But my own is, why are you involving fouls in all of this bullshit? Like,
I don't know.
If fouls dropped a music talk. Letter. People
were touched. They felt like it was talking to them. You know that whole transactional sex.
That's his opinion. Like,
I
need us to understand
crazy.
What the problem is. Okay, if fans should come out and say I don't like transactional sex, wait, are you on sex? Transactional sex workers, do you feel on sex after I said it? Did they stop sleeping with you people?
Instead of sex.
As in, why are you angry at Fouse's opinion? Like, I don't understand.
That's what I want to try and
I don't understand.
Just,
he talked about other important issues in the album.
Everyone is entitled.
He talked about
to their own opinion.
Beyond that, I mean, they are entitled to be angry at his opinion and express their anger.
Okay, so they have expressed their anger.
Everyone is entitled.
It's his opinion thing. Okay. His opinion thing.
Yeah.
So it's just an endless argument.
Okay,
so they've been angry at his opinion.
Yeah,
opinion. What has changed? You have been angry. Okay, so what happened?
Yeah.
You don't want them to vent.
Do you get?
Bro, it's a normal human. Anger is a normal human emotion.
Okay,
we need to get.
If they have the right to get angry, we also have the right to tell them not to get angry.
Yeah.
Right.
It keeps going. That's what it's saying.
And then it
keeps
going. It's endless and endless and endless.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you're saying that they brought up false issues the same way that we just continue arguing with ourselves and forget the fact that
rapists
are idiots.
There's something I have to say concerning this rape issue. Yeah.
Okay.
Recently, I was just going through the whole thing, justice for rape thing in Nigeria.
Come close to the microphone.
So basically, what I saw was this guy was like, he doesn't want to hear anything. Like, babes should be careful. He doesn't want to hear it. Do you get?
Yeah.
Just focus on the fact that rapists are bad.
Don't be careful.
Can I say something?
Like, babe shouldn't be careful. I don't understand. What does babe should be careful?
Do you tell your sons, when you're going out, be careful? No.
But wait.
What does babes be careful mean?
I'm going to explain.
Girls that wear hijab. I don't understand.
I'm going to explain for that.
They rape
girls that wear hijab.
I'm going to explain for that. See, for everything that happens here, there are precautionary measures.
Before you continue, are you about to?
No, no, don't worry.
Do what you're about to do.
I'm not. I'm not. Listen, don't worry.
I'm listening.
Because this is an audio show, so let me just tell you what's happening right now in the studio.
Listen.
She has removed her headset.
I know. Listen. This thing is a very, very easy. Larry. It's a very, very sensitive matter. Yeah. So that's to be approached.
Please call security.
Very, very carefully. So as I was saying, see.
Yes, please, bro.
We are quite aware, yeah, that a lot of men, like, they are scum sacks.
Okay.
men, they are like, they are pigs. Do you
yes,
get?
Bro.
So basically, there are some things you need to listen, Larry. There's some things you need to do, because we need to prepare. Do you get for the facts that listen?
Because
listen,
it's the second coming of Christ.
Listen now, listen, listen now. Can I finish?
Jimmy wants to try.
Can I finish?
Yes, I'm waiting for you.
So basically, there are some tips and there are some listen now. There are some tips to you guys are giving me this look like
no, we are waiting for
this
you.
Guy,
me,
this guy, this guy,
we'll land me.
We'll hit you. I'm looking for fuck and knife. You, we're just you.
Okay.
There are some tips here that can actually protect you from these things from happening. Chicket. Tips like okay, you can take some classes. Chicket.
Go close.
Yeah,
okay, like self defense classes.
Yeah,
okay.
Self defense classes. Then you can wait. What do you guys think I want to say?
My brother.
You can take like self defense classes. You can have like me actually, I'll be desperate, you get, in case anything wants to happen.
Okay.
Like you need to be prepared because even the guys you trust, you get. Sometimes, what did you think I wanted to say?
Thank you, Jesus.
No, see,
remember the way you started
the
journey.
Started it,
was as if you were going to land in.
I was about to say, forget what I said about opinion. This is
boy. Well, I've landed.
Yeah, you've landed. Yeah. I agree with it because I know Jimmy has a lot to say, so let me just quickly say what I want to say before Jimmy says what he wants to say.
Yeah.
I agree with you up to the point where we say men, not men, let's stop saying men, let's just
so
say
men.
People.
Okay.
People are bad generally.
Yeah.
Okay. Humans, it's like innate human, we just try to suppress it. It's, it's inside us.
Yes, definitely.
And however you want to express it, this is now where the problem lies. But when we continue encouraging people to be prepared, guard themselves, buy pepper spray, I mean, we'll just be giving pepper spray manufacturers a lot of money, forgetting that there's a root problem of people being bad. Like, they are terrible people in the society. And that's what we need to deter that.
If you keep on
buying pepper spray, people will just be thinking, I can always spray his eye. And then, before you know it, the guy will be, you know what I say, you bad guy. And then,
can I ask a question?
Pepe does not need to do anything.
Can I ask a question?
Can
I ask a
question? You don't know. You don't know.
So he can actually grow thick skin to pepper spray and be like,
come on, pepper spray. I just want
to
come.
I'm just saying. Like, for you to be stupid enough to force somebody to sleep with you.
Yeah, they don't have sense. It's obvious.
You understand?
For pepper spray, I mean, he can become immune to pepper spray.
How many times does he have to get pepper spray?
Spray me.
You know, come on.
It might be a fetish for him. You know,
it is. It's actually a fetish for guys. Rape. It's actually a fetish for most of these girls that are raping.
What?
You get?
What?
Excuse me.
It is.
I want to drop.
Jimmy,
please.
Let's hear it, please.
I'm just happy you don't say what I was going to say. Now, I was reading through comments on different pages, and I saw one. This guy said, "Your sister said the waka crayfish waka," and I looked at Yando and I know the person, and you are not my friend because I know you are a rapist.
Yes.
You that said that you are mad.
Wait, the one I said that the only person that can be raped is
a
virgin.
No, because I mean I know that people in Nigeria are mad. Like everybody.
People
are mad
though.
They're just level 2. That person now is just is mad, but
that's what I'm saying. See,
but seriously,
I'm upset.
The whole problem with all these things, we all know it.
It's worry. Last.
How people are mad? Please let's not joke about this. Chill.
I had a conversation with somebody about this rape thing. Why was the girl with them? I was like, please, are you crazy? Because I'm with you think you can rape me? If I'm naked, think you can rape me? Like, there's all these short clothes. None of these things are causing of rape. It's only because of rape.
Is the idiot?
It's 100% his fault.
Is that the man is a dog?
It is 100% the man's fault.
Somebody said, I won't allow my daughter to wear short clothes. I'm like,
They are raping hijab girls now. They are raping.
It can be someone. It can be someone's fat girl. Okay, this guy, this baby.
Everybody that commented, what was she doing there? All of you are rapists. If you're a girl, I tell you, you are a rapist. You rape a man or rape a girl. All of you are rapists. Because I don't know what you mean by that. I don't get. Like, I'm confused.
Man.
And all people that, the point is, people are even saying now, where's the boy? Where is the girl?
Where's the girl? Do you know I tweeted that where is the girl? Like, is she getting help?
Even irritating because now everybody knows somebody. I hope thank God we don't know her. We haven't seen her face so that she won't be.
It's good. It reduces the stigma.
It's so sad.
People, somebody was raped. You're telling me what she's doing there. Are you actually sick?
Let me read this guy's tweet.
Let me tell you something about this rape thing. If you start to shook again, that's you start fucking again,
mm-hmm.
start having sexual intercourse again, and guess it's tough.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
And you continue.
You are a rapist, bro. You are.
I swear.
If you hold on. There's so many. If you are chatting, sexting, okay. You understand? Yeah. Then she not come to your house.
Friend and the rapist.
She not come to your house. Then you not say let's practicalize the sexting, and then she not say no, and then you not still do it.
Listen to this tweet.
You raped her.
Listen to this tweet.
Go to jail.
Listen to this tweet. Yes. You're not ready to F word, but follows.
Why did you say that? Wait.
You're not ready to the F word, but follows to.
He censored the F word.
Well, as I was saying, two unknown people to the club. You come here screaming rape. I'm not here to fire you.
You dare, bro. You are crazy. And your parents, don't let me.
Guess what? This same guy said any girl that wears yoga pants should be gang raped at sight.
Please, I mean, I'll see this man.
Like, this guy, someone actually like got all these tweets.
See, let me put this out there. Do you know some people are just out there to rape? Do you guys know some people
that doesn't
forget this is what I'm saying.
This is what I'm trying to explain. Because see, there's some people in that their vibe is rape. What me I'm saying is that is it that the penalty for rape should be extreme? Like maybe like death by hanging or something.
Extreme and enforced.
You get 10.
I'm very sorry.
We should stop calling them animals because I think if you call them animals, it's
disrespectful.
Fine. It's disrespectful to animals to call those guys animals. Because animals do not act like that.
You guys are taking this. You can't. No, animals, they don't get consent. Bro, don't you have a dog? Do you have a dog?
My dog, if he catches your leg, he can stop riding your leg once.
They don't have intuition. They don't know.
That's why they are compared to animals.
Simply on like basic
how they feel now.
Chill.
See,
it's not. It's not beast. He's doing fake deep. Ladies and gentlemen, we're done on the show today. Thank you so much for listening to the show. We are out.
Well, this was like this was one of the most charged shows ever.
It was.
Yeah.
I just want to.
It's because the topic is very sensitive.
If you don't have anything, keep quiet.
Yeah, noise, but I just
yes.
No is no.
Yes,
final
yes.
One. We are out of here.
I'm with you. That's another problem.
We want to round up. This is so interesting.
Yeah. More extreme.
Do you know the judge?
It has to be more extreme. It has to. Yeah.
Only 14 words.
That's exactly what I was saying.
Only 14 rape cases.
That's what they'll be saying, and that's so stupid.
Nigeria is very blame, very, very blame oriented. Very blame oriented.
It doesn't give you the right. All right, guys, we have to go now. Thank you so much for listening to the show. My name is Larry Sean. We join us same time next week. Jumoke, we are out of here.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, you're welcome. Fedro, thank you for coming. Jumoke, we are signing out.
What's that sound? It's ROG.
Duh. Data is life.
When Intel says data is life, believe it, because we've got you covered for life. Airtel. Now the network with the widest 4G coverage in Nigeria. Visit any Airtel shop to upgrade your SIM to a 4G SIM and get free 4GB data.
Airtel, the smartphone network.